Are you ready?
Once you listen, there is no turning back. No way to fix what's about to happen. No way to forget what's about to happen. So if you're absolutely positive, you want to be impotent forever, then you may continue and accept your fate of no more hard-ons, no more ejaculation. Basically, you'll have a cock no longer. If you're ready to accept your fate, then I want you to get naked and go lay down on your stomach somewhere and get comfortable. And then continue listening to this recording. Pause it now, strip down, and then go lay down on your stomach somewhere and rest your head comfortably. Make sure you're face down, comfortable, with no distractions or sudden noises around you. Again, you should have no clothes on. Imagine me there, or another beautiful, powerful woman. Begin to feel me rubbing your back with little soft strokes, barely touching your skin, rubbing and circling and gently brushing your skin, occasionally lifting my fingers away briefly, while I begin to whisper in your ear your instructions. I would like you to take a deep breath now, and then just let it out. Let your eyes close. Silently. That's right. Just settle down. Loose and relaxed. Let your shoulders relax. Your arms loose and flappy. Let your tummy relax. One last breath and let it go. And let your thighs relax. Let your legs lie heavy and still. If you are not comfortable, arrange yourself so you are completely at ease and relax deeply. And when you are ready to relax completely, I want you to focus your attention on the feel of my fingers on your skin. Become aware of those gentle touches. Focus on enjoying that little light touch. Feel the brush on the texture of your skin. You can become intensely sensitive to that touch. To the sensation on your skin. Think about that touch. That sensation. A gentle, loving touch. And begin to settle into relaxation. To enjoy the sensual feel of touch on your skin. Flesh against flesh. Body becoming limp. Continue to feel me stroking and rubbing your back very slowly, very softly. I wonder if you can remember another time lying somewhere completely relaxed. Somewhere warm and comfortable. Somewhere you felt safe and at ease. And as you feel each little stroke on your skin, as you feel that gentle, loving touch, remember how relaxed you were. And you can allow yourself to relax more. Feel the touch on your skin and how that can make you feel more at ease. More comfortable. Continuing to stroke and touch your back very slowly, very softly, starting to move a little wider on the skin now, starting to touch with the tip of one finger only. Touching down, lifting off, touching down, lifting off. And as you think about that touching, you can feel your body heavy and relaxed, getting more relaxed. And with each touch, you can feel yourself sinking, releasing, letting go. With each touch, you can feel the tension leaving your body, your shoulders relax, your chest relaxing. Your tummy relaxing now, and your thighs. Relaxed and open and easing down with each gentle touch. Continuing to gently touch. massage, stroke, touching down, lifting up, touching down, lifting up, starting to now stroke down the sides of your body, stroking the sides, barely touching, the feeling continuing to relax you, to make you drift off further. And as you feel each touch across your skin, you feel yourself going down, your mind drifting deeper and deeper. Relaxed. Letting go. That's right. That's your body responding the way it should. And as you feel that touch on your skin, you begin to feel a warmth spreading through your body. A tingling, a live feeling. As your body relaxes even more, you can become aware of sensual feelings stirring, rising as I touch each part. It is like a tingle there, arousing, hardening, freeing you to enjoy being a male. Now feeling me gently rub my bright red nail polished nails gently down your back, trailing my nails slowly down your back, towards your bottom, stroking outwards across your hips. And as you feel that touch running down your back, you can become aware of a feeling between your thighs. As each movement goes down your back, you can feel yourself getting more aroused. And as that happens, you feel your mind slowly drifting. Only thoughts of sensual lingering, stroking touches matter now. And my voice is the most important thing now. You can forget everything. Each stroke is letting you let go more and more. Your mind empties as your body gets more and more focused on pleasure and passion. And that feeling down there between your And as you relax there now, feeling touches, hearing words, feeling your body responding, your mind going deeper. Relax. Deeper. Deeper. So good, so deep. Let your mind drift off into a sleeping state. Shh, sleep. Yes. You are lying there comfortably. Breathing gently, listening to my voice.
Listen.
And as you drift even deeper, you can allow yourself enough time to visualize even more of what eyes close. Deep down. Only seeing the darkness behind your eyelids. That darkness is starting to get a little lighter with each word I speak. And lighter.
Lighter.
It feels as if you're floating towards a dim light far, far away.
Visualize it.
You could always stop and turn back.
You don't want to.
But you find yourself drawn towards this light, which is getting brighter with each word I speak. Finally entering the room which was the source of the light. Finding yourself in a very dark room with only a bright light coming down. But you don't know the source of the light, since it's shining only on you, brightly down on you. You notice my fingernails sliding off your back, down your arm, and grabbing your hand. You cannot see me. You just somehow know it's me, and you feel my hand grab yours. Somehow you instinctively know it's my hand. And I begin to lead you through the dark room. Again, you can always turn back.
Follow me.
But you want to see what this room holds.
Follow me.
See where I am taking you.
Come this way.
So without any words spoken or any looks given, my hand in your hand, feeling feeling your palms becoming sweaty as my hand leads you over to a chair. Also noticing the light following you wherever you go, as if you're on display. While I remain hidden in the shadows of the room.
We see your cock.
And you're still naked.
We see how tiny it is.
You know, I want you to sit down in the chair. And you do so.
We see your inadequacy.
You then feel my presence move behind you. In the chair, not saying a word, just standing there. You sitting in a room that's completely dark, except the light that stays on your face, regardless of where you move your head. Now all of a sudden you notice that your head is the only thing you can move.
I have you.
Because during some time of you wondering what's going on and trying to investigate this dark room, I, or someone, must have bound you to the chair. Because you are now bound to the chair. But oddly enough, there are no visible bindings.
Under our control.
You actually like this feeling. Having no control. Completely at my whim.
All ours.
Completely. Under my control.
Our control.
Bound and helpless to what I have in store for you. Completely immobilized. And I see your mind becoming perverted like usual. Don't let the situation fool you.
I'm not here to please you. I'm here to expose you.
You are concerned about something that you have to do in such a personal situation like this, being naked. Don't worry. It's natural to be concerned. Because you know deep down you are going to have to perform or act under certain expectations. My expectations. To be completely vulnerable. Being concerned shows that you are giving it the right amount of attention. Everybody worries about their performance while under the spotlight. But not everybody will always fail at their performance. Like you have.
Always sexually inadequate.
Focusing back on the light and having it no discernible source. You can feel a faint source of heat on your face from the light. You also feel the presence of others in the room, although you cannot see them.
We see you.
As the light grows larger, it now begins to illuminate upon your entire body.
See you.
As it does so, you hear giggles coming from all corners of the room. then you realize why. It's because you're still naked. And that small erection you got from my back massage and being bound is now being exposed for whomever is in the room to see. You can just feel all the fingers and eyes pointing at you through the darkness. Picturing the people in the room all whispering to each other, picking on you, laughing at you, pointing at your tiny erection. How ashamed you must feel.
Look at how small it is.
Before you can think any further about how embarrassed you are, a blank movie screen comes out of nowhere from the ceiling, scrolling down the wall slowly, hearing it creak as it does so. You now can also hear a projector starting up from behind you. You realize that I must be starting something important, and you have no choice but to see it. You continue to hear giggles and whispers in the background. It seems as if all of these sounds are all coming from females. Then the screen is flooded with images. Many different images quickly flashing across the screen. Very fast.
Look at.
At first, it's hard for your brain to wrap around what they are.
What a fucking pervert.
Then, as your eyes begin to focus better, you realize it's you. All images of you jerking off from when you were young all the way up to present moment.
Pervert.
So many of them.
Perv.
Thousands of instances of you jerking off to porn or fantasies you had in your head.
What a needle dick.
How did I obtain these? I must have hacked your webcam and taped you. Planted something in your home. You don't know how, but you know they are there now and playing. For everyone and whomever's in the room to see it. You don't know who is seeing it. You hope it's no one you know and not a lot of people.
We all see it.
But you know everyone that is in that room,
we all see you,
is seeing all of these different times that you jerked your tiny cock off. Because the movie screen is too large to miss.
We see your small cock.
Feeling so ashamed, embarrassed, humiliated, you begin to feel your cock shrivel up from the erect state it was once in. Slowly shriveling down. Becoming limp and floppy. How could I be so mean to make you sit here in the nude with the light showing and shining on your tiny, puny little cock? Especially while there are so many others in the room. You want to escape so bad and pretend none of this happened. but you can't. You're bound, kidnapped, immobilized, under my control.
We have you now.
Here to stay until I'm done with you.
Until we're done.
Until I let you go.
We all have you.
Being forced to expose your puny diglet to everyone. You even begin to see flashes of light every once in a while. At first, you don't know what they are. Then you realize others must be taking pictures of you and your small cock.
We're going to show everyone.
As you sit there with eyes wide open, staring at all of these embarrassing images of yourself being a perv, you feel me lean over, close to you, over your shoulder, and I begin to whisper in your ear.
Needle,
see what a dirty perv you are.
They aren't laughing at you because you're masturbating. That's completely normal. Everyone does it. They are obviously laughing. And how did this your cock is?
You continue to stare at yourself on this screen, jerking off over the years, spewing your shit all over, looking like a complete idiot, a complete pervert, barely even able to stroke your cock with a hand because it's so small, only being able to use your fingers. Becoming ashamed at just how many times you've masturbated throughout your life. And can't believe there are all these women in here witnessing your perverted, selfish acts. And especially embarrassed, they all now know how small and pathetic you really are. And now they have this video to prove it. And all the pictures they are taking. You begin to think to yourself that you're never going to masturbate again.
Never.
Because while watching yourself, you realize how dumb you look and how ashamed it makes you feel. Yes, you realize that from here on out, this is ruining any chance you have at masturbating in the future. Because you're always going to remember how you feel now. How ashamed and embarrassed you feel. Masturbation will always be associated with this humiliating moment of your life. You then notice that the screen has gotten brighter and has lightened up the room now, and wow! You look around and notice the balcony that circles the entire room above you, and it's filled with hundreds of women peering down at you. Some smiling, some laughing uncontrollably. some pointing and laughing,
it's so small,
some whispering to others and laughing. You know they are laughing at you. Yes, you. Because they all see what a loser you are. And how worthless your cock really is. Watching the videos of how quickly you come each and every time. Knowing not only are you small, but you come very, very quickly. You are so ashamed. You always thought it was small, but now you know just how small and worthless it is by their reaction. Then there is silence among the crowd. And you can hear the echoing of heels on the side of you getting closer. Closer. And closer. You then begin to see a stunning silhouette stand on the side of the screen as to not block it so it's still in your view. Then instead of focusing on all of your horrific masturbation images, you focus on the woman. She is stunning. Long legs, tight dress, long hair flowing down her perfect breast.
She is so fucking gorgeous.
So beautiful.
Look at her.
Just looking at her makes you nervous. She is so gorgeous that you almost forget. You're sitting there naked for a moment. But then it hits you again like a brick wall that you're naked and exposed. In front of one of the most beautiful women you've ever seen. And she now knows you're not even close to being a real man. Because of the small little limp thing dangling between your legs.
She sees your worthless limp dick.
She is holding a piece of paper in her hand. And you see she's about to read something to you. You try not to cry because of your embarrassment and shame that this stunning woman has seen your lack of manhood. You manage to hold back the tears because your mind begins to wonder to what she has in her hand and to what she is going to say. She begins to speak while first looking at the paper and then staring directly into your eyes as if she sees right into you. As if that paper holds all of your deepest, darkest secrets, biggest insecurities, sexual escapades that have always failed because you know of your inadequacy. Yes, she sees right into you, how you feel. She sees right through you to your soul. Then she speaks.
Thank you for joining us.
She says your name.
We are all here. By we, I mean all the women that you've come across or will come across in your future life. We are your neighbors, your teachers, the women you see at the gas station. The women that work with you. The women that come to your place of employment. The women you see at the grocery store. Previous friends. Current friends. Previous and current crushes. We are all here.
And then, everyone here knows
you have in your pen. You feel as if you're holding your breath as she speaks, anxious, scared to what is to come. She then continues.
You are here because we've all witnessed what a selfish little perv you are. You consistently play with your worthless cock in order to selfishly please yourself and your urges. All while knowing that you will never, and I mean never, be able to sexually please anyone else with that worthless thing. So yes, you are here today, because it is time that all changes. That is right. You will never stroke that little thing again. You don't deserve to. None of us will ever be able to get pleasure from it, so why should you? That's right, you shouldn't, and you won't. Now why have you been stroking so much and so often while never pleasing others? She asks.
Oh my God, she's asking me a question.
You think?
Beginning to panic inside. No words are able to come out of your mouth. You don't know what to say. Public speaking alone is a great fear of yours, let alone being completely naked and exposed while doing so, while all eyes are on you, watching your every move under the bright light. While everyone is making fun of you and your biggest and smallest insecurity. You try to speak, but you are too paralyzed by fear that you cannot get anything out. Like in a deep, big dream where you try to speak, but nothing will come out. No way could you speak in front of everyone here while naked. You want to cry. You want to run and hide. This is the most humiliating experience you've ever been through. Your dick is nearly going inside of you at this point because of shame. Almost forming a clitty in pussy lips because of how far inside it's shriveling up. You now feel those invisible bonds lifting, and you can now move your body. Everything in your being makes you want to just get up and run away. But you know there is no true escaping your fate. You must face it now.
You have to stay, loser.
You feel my hand again, grabbing yours, leading you, standing you up, leading you up to the center of the room, all while the light continues to follow you again, hot on your head. I then lean over. You smell my perfume. Feel the warmth of my breath on your neck as I whisper again into your ear. Your eyes begin to tear up because you don't know what to do, what to say. You just want to curl up in the fetal position and close your eyes in hopes that this was all a dream and it will all just go away.
So embarrassing.
You feel like someone just died and you don't know what to do.
So humiliating.
But you know.
So degrading.
Pretending it never happened and leaving is no longer an option.
We all know your cock's eyes.
So you stand there in the center of the room, bright light shining on you, head down, closing your eyes, hoping again you can just disappear.
But you can't leave.
And after moments of panicking in your head, you manage to utter out an apology.
Apologize.
telling everyone how sorry you are because of how selfish you've been.
For your limp dick.
That an impotent, small-dicked man like yourself should never be able to constantly get so much sexual pleasure.
Never.
Especially when he cannot please anyone else.
Never.
And that all of this has definitely taught you a valuable lesson.
Loser.
That you now know you'll never be able to masturbate again.
Never.
Without correlating masturbation with this utterly humiliating experience.
Always limp.
Not only is your dick completely shriveled up inside
impotent forever,
but this is the most uncomfortable you've ever been in your life.
It's awful.
And no matter what, you never want to feel this ever again.
Never again.
This feeling will haunt you for life.
And you hate this feeling so much.
As you were speaking, you could still hear giggles echoing throughout the room.
Never get hard again.
Then silence again as you hear another set of heels approaching you. You don't want to raise your head up to see who it is, because you like having your head down. With your eyes closed, it gives you some sense of security, as if you're hiding from everyone and this isn't real.
But you can't run and hide from us.
Even though you're there exposed to everyone under a bright light.
You can never hide again.
But your curiosity gets the best of you, and you look up. Oh my god. You can't believe it. It's your high school crush.
Picture.
Oh my god, you haven't thought about her in forever. You remember so many times of masturbation to the thought of doing sexual things with her. How did she get here? Why is she here? Oh. She stands in front of the projector screen and speaks to you. Now that is not all, needle dick. Remember me? Yes, Perv, you had the audacity to have all those dirty thoughts of me in your head. How disgusting. Fucking disgusting. You know someone like you would never get with someone like me.
You're disgusting.
And now everyone, including me, knows just how puny you are. That you'll never get anyone
so small.
Never get it.
Never.
So you must give it up.
Give it up.
Your cock can never please anyone, even the tightest of pussies.
Never.
Even if it got in a pussy, you wouldn't even last 30 seconds. And that is clearly not long enough to please a female.
You hate your cock.
So, from here on out, loser, the only way you never masturbate again, you will never attempt any sexual interaction of any kind.
Limp forever.
That's right. Even if you wanted to, you'd never be able to. Because any time that perverted brain of yours thinks it's getting horny, you'll remember this. Here and now, your tiny cock exposed, being humiliated like this in front of all of us. Being exposed in your cock will do quite the opposite. Instead of getting hard, it will shrivel up deep inside of you. So far inside that it practically will form a little clitty.
You'll be limp forever.
Yes, any time you even think you're horny.
Never.
Think of fucking. Think of masturbating.
Never.
Your mind will automatically think of all of us women
forever.
Here, staring at your lack of manhood. Laughing at how pathetic you look and how pathetic you really are.
Pathetic.
And like the scared little needle dick bitch you are.
You're a bitch.
You'll feel your body become consumed with anxiety.
Always limp.
And that dicklet will shrivel right back up in
inside of you.
Always scared.
No more perv moments for you.
No.
You've been nothing but a sexual reject your entire life.
You're a reject.
And you will remain that
worthless cock.
A sexual reject.
Limp forever.
Never getting to experience real good sex.
Never.
Or anything sexual again.
Never.
And if you even try to, well, next, there'll be men in this room.
You'll stay limp forever.
And we all know men don't like dorks or losers. So when they see how pathetic you are, who knows what they'll do. But we won't have to worry about that.
Nope.
Because we both know you never want to be humiliated like this again.
Never.
Now, go sit back down in the chair.
Completely humiliated, never hard again.
You're pretty much sobbing in your head at this point.
You
can't help but put your head back down in embarrassment. You can't fight your fate. And so you go sit back down in your chair. Now, before we let you go, everyone here would like to come with by you and inspect that thing closer. Because obviously it's hard and nearly impossible to see so far away.
We can't even see it.
You hear all the women burst out laughing.
It's so small.
Then you can hear the entire crowd of women starting to shuffle and coming from all over. From downstairs, from upstairs, from behind, from the side. There were more than you thought. They're all coming your way.
We're going to see your dick up close.
You then feel yourself becoming blindfolded, feeling even more helpless, sensory deprived, not being able to see what's going on around you or who's approaching you, who it is, what they look like, if you know them, if you don't. But you can still feel all the eyes just staring.
We can see your small cock.
Not just you, but staring at that thing that is now shriveled up so far inside of you between your legs. Oh my God, you can't believe all of these women can see it.
We all see it.
How fucking humiliating. You can tell that there are hundreds and hundreds of women there by hearing all of the footsteps come near you like a stampede.
We're coming to investigate.
You decide to just close your eyes behind the blindfold, relax, and try to take it all without sobbing like a baby. As they go by you, one by one, once in a while, you feel the gentle stroke of a fingernail across your skin.
It's so pathetic.
Feel their fingers brushing you as they go by.
Look at it.
With each one that passes by on the left, one on the right side of
you. So humiliated.
Each whispering something into your ear.
So embarrassing.
About you. Reinforcing what you already know and what you have learned here today.
Completely humiliated.
So you decide to just relax and take it all in.
Dork.
The damage is already done.
Dork.
You can't take back this humiliation or what they've all just seen.
Shriveled real man. Forever.
But you're just feeling even more humiliated at the moment. Because of how up close and personal they are now. To really inspect your lack of manhood. In such a bright light to show all of your flaws. Not only the flaws of your cock, but your body. About your pubic hairs.
You'll never.
You're beginning to wonder if you're trimmed down there or if you're all bushy. Still wanting to cry because of how the humiliation continues to increase.
Never.
But continuing to sit back and waiting for everyone to go by
you,
hoping this will all be over soon. But it seems as it's taking forever. And so you then begin focusing on what each woman whispers to you as they pass by. You to laugh and smile your puny, shriveled up limp and high and pathetic. Not a real man.
Free.
Does anyone have a magnifying glass? Needle. Oh my God, girls, wait until you see this up close. It's little, small, it's invisible. You'll never be hard again.
You'll never
be a shoe. You'll never be a rat again. Seriously, this guy should be in the Guinness Book of World Records for smallest dick. Forever. You feel tears forming this time. So humiliated. So embarrassed. As each woman continues to whisper insults into your ears, you can't take it. You begin to break down. You've learned your lesson. The women's whispers begin to fade into the background. Then you hear my voice again over the whispers, informing you of your fate.
Forever.
From here on out, you'll find that you'll remain impotent forever, never being able to get hard again. Even if you come to find a girl that likes you, and you find yourself in an intimate situation with a woman, you'll be overtaken with a psychological fear of her, also laughing at your puny dick, and knowing it could never, ever please her.
It's worthless.
This will ultimately cause your dick to fail to function each and every time.
Forever.
Also nervous that whomever took pictures will then expose your puny cock to this woman, and she'll never talk to you again. Even if you're caught masturbating. Therefore, you never will.
Never.
This condition of yours will only continue to build up over time.
Forever and ever.
And with each time you listen to this recording, which you will very frequently,
always listen to it.
This fear will get worse and worse each and every time.
It will grow.
Until you almost feel paralyzed with fear.
Forever.
And can no longer even get horny.
Never.
Because of the anxiety it creates.
Forever.
Even meeting an attractive woman, or seeing porn, or seeing an attractive woman on TV will eventually cause sexual anxiety to appear within you.
Always anxious.
The fear of failure is apparent and will always remain. Fear of rejection. Because no one will ever want a cock like that in their life. It's worthless.
Always worthless.
And therefore should never be used again. And will never be used again. And all of the women here today have reminded you what all women will and do and would think of that.
They laugh at it.
So you know it must be true that you can never imagine touching your cock again. Finding that you're actually mad at your own cock.
You hate it.
Because of the humiliation that you're going through now. Because
of it.
You don't even want to show it any attention again. And you can't even imagine showing it attention because of how much you hate it now. You couldn't even imagine allowing another woman to see it after hearing the reaction of all of these women.
Never. You hate your own cock now.
Already, the thought of touching your cock brings you great anxiety.
Makes you nervous.
And every time you listen to this recording and go back through this painful and emotionally humiliating experience, it will only further your anxiety about getting hard, getting erect, having sex, or masturbating. Eventually, even creating a fear of ever getting hard again.
Scared shit.
Because you don't.
Never hard.
No, you cannot go through this experience again.
Oh, never, never.
Because you know if you do,
never,
you'll have a mental breakdown.
You can't handle it again.
It was too painful.
It will break you.
Too humiliating.
Degrading.
Too degrading.
You wanted to cry.
And you feel like a completely selfish perv for masturbating so many times. All the
you know your dick is worthless now.
You'll come to a point in your life with living so long without an erection that if you ever lose this recording or not able to enforce it by this recording, you'll find if you ever do get an erection, it will scare you, cause you to panic. As if you're an allergic to a bee and one landed on you and was about to hurt you.
No hard eyes anymore.
That's what it will be like if your cock ever springs up. You will slap it, hurt it, make it go away again because it is a stranger to you.
No erection.
It is now a foreign object to your body.
Erections are non-existent.
Foreign to have a hard eye.
Hard eyes don't exist.
It is no longer deemed normal in your mind.
It's not normal.
Because your cock is too small to be normal anyway.
It's worthless.
Limp forever.
Inadequate forever.
That is now what you want to do and how you must live your life. You may even choose to believe you were meant to be a female
forever.
And therefore
forever
will no longer have a cock. But a sissy clitty, that is your choice.
No more cock.
The only form of sexual pleasure that will ever happen is through me fucking your ass with a strap. But even then, you'll never become erect.
No more cock.
Because of your sissy clitty.
No erections.
The only other option would be by getting a sex change.
Your cock doesn't exist.
The only two possibilities of any sexual interaction.
You'll never get hard again.
As long as it has nothing to do with your cock, you are perfectly fine with those sexual interactions.
You love it.
Because you really don't have a cock anymore.
You don't.
It will never get hard again.
Never.
And if somehow it magically does, you will hurt it over and over and train it to stay down forever. Because you are too scared, too filled with anxiety to ever get erect again.
Hard cocks scare you.
Now I want you to relax again. Close your eyes. Take in the humiliation, take in the pain, the embarrassment. And focus on these women's words and their whispers. As they begin to fade away, you will find that you become more aware again of your surroundings. More awake, coming back into consciousness with a very limp dick. Possibly the limpest you've ever seen. You will always inspect it and make sure it's hiding deep inside of you at all times. You don't need to have a public panic. Anytime you pass by a hot woman, you'll hold your head down in shame because you know that she knows how puny you are. They all know. And you will forever be ashamed of your cock and humiliated.
You don't have a cock anymore.
Impotent forever.
Limp forever.
Limp forever.
Impotent.
Inadequate.
Shriveled up.
Forever.
Worthless. Loser. Sexual reject. Dork. Minuteman. Inadequate.
Funk.
Not a real man. Baby dick.
Pen dick.
Needle dick. Carrot cock. Free. Clitty.
Worthless.
You'll never be hard again.
Sexual reject.
She.
Door.
You'll never
met a man.
Not a real man.
Baby dick.
Pen dick.
Needle dick.
Carrot.
Free.
Clitty.
Sissy.
Forever. You'll never be hard again.
Small cock.
She knew.
You'll never be erect again.
Small thing.
No more orgasms for you.
And how
that fucking hurt. Never getting hard again.
Small.
You'll never
have
a
hand
again.
Limited.
Guinness Book of World Records for smallest dick.
Awaken now.